Okay, this is the PNB Personnel Committee meeting for Friday, July 9th, 2010. I'm Bill Crozier calling the meeting to order, and it's 7:37 p.m. Central Time. And Nia, would you like to call the roll, please?
Yes. Good evening, everyone. Bill Crozier?
Hey. Here.
Marcel Reed?
Here.
Joe Wanzala?
Here.
Ezia Wangaza? And me, Nia Bediako? Is there anyone else on the call? Okay, Chair, you have quorum, four people.
Okay, thank you. Did anybody get a chance to look at the agenda? Any changes? I sent out one correction about approval of minutes. There's actually 2 months' worth of meeting minutes that we have not approved yet. But did anybody else have any other changes to the agenda? Hearing none, then I guess we'll approve the agenda as sent out. Mm-hmm. So the next thing is approval of... Yes, Nia?
So moved as that.
Okay. And were there any objections to approving the agenda? Okay, hearing none, then I guess it's approved. Okay, now we have the May 3rd meeting and also the June 7th meeting. Now, the May 3rd meeting minutes were sent out before the June meeting, but we decided to defer approving them then. So I hope everybody's had a chance to look at them. We've had over a month to do that. So is there a motion to approve the minutes from May 3rd?
So moved.
Okay.
Seconded.
I assume there's no corrections. Okay. No, if there's no objections, then we'll approve the minutes from May 3rd. And June 7th, have you had a chance to do those, or did I?
I
haven't read them yet.
Well, I haven't sent them out because the archive wasn't up, and I depend really on the archive because you guys know that I like to be accurate. So there was no archive, and Bill was kind enough to send me his notes. And I have been feverishly looking for my legal size pad to see what I scribbled down. Based on my recollection, what Bill sent to me, it seems pretty correct. So I will do those, and I will get those back to the committee before the next meeting for approval, along with this, with tonight. I apologize for that, but they weren't up. So.
Well, thank you. And I didn't send my notes out to her till this afternoon, so that's kind of short. I know it's not been a lot of time. And they may not be real complete. One thing I think I'll... Let me just go over them real briefly. Maybe somebody else, if you remember anything else that maybe we need to add to the minutes, that might be helpful. And this might be helpful also for what we're doing tonight, too. One of the items was lessons learned from the ED survey process. And, of course, this would be applicable with the CFO process survey. I'm just reading these. Mail ED hard copy of results rather than just link to files on box.net where we uploaded them. Another person said brevity is good. PNB members appreciated this. The comment was good that info was concise, but at least one person had trouble. And I didn't finish writing that down. I think it was doing the survey online. Does anybody remember what that was exactly?
Yes, that was what... Sia had reported that someone did.
Okay. Another person said the survey was, quote, insensitive, and that the questions were too broad with too few subcategories. So that sort of is opposite from the previous point, I guess, that it was concise. Another point was people who don't want to do the online survey could send a hard copy to a third party who could then enter the information online. And we need to avoid scaring the ED with the way in order that the survey results were presented to her. And I believe I suggested we could just send her a hard copy as we did for the rest of the PNB with everything assembled in the proper order. So if you think of any other lessons learned, just send them to me and Nia, I guess, and she could put them in a minute. or we can talk about them later tonight when we're talking about the CFO survey. Another agenda item that we talked about then was the timeline and schedule for the CFO evaluation and determining the next steps, and this is very applicable to this meeting too. One point was that the CFO job description is shorter than the EDs. We were discussing at that time, I think, how long the survey should be. Another point was if some people want to fill out a hard copy, we may need more time, possibly an extra week. I don't think we actually decided exactly how much longer. For the survey to be active, at least for whoever is sending back the hard copy, to allow for time in the mail and for manual entry by whoever receives it. We should make the CFO survey available for the CFO to review. And by the way, I did send that to LaVorne this afternoon. Work group will meet June 13th. 1 week for committee to review survey and revise, then launch survey. We've actually had more than that amount of time, but we didn't quite finish it, I guess, in time. Nia was going to ask for the business manager's email addresses, and we got those from Arlene. Need to write and send emails to respondents asking for postal addresses if they want a hard copy of survey. And just a comment, somebody I forgot suggested we just include that in the survey invitation, which seems like that's easier. So I did that in the draft email that I sent you. And then the last point about the timeline and schedule was put dates on timeline and calendar for steps in the process. And I don't guess we did that. And then we decide on the next full committee meeting for tonight. So if you think of anything else for the minutes, just send them to all of us, I guess. That's probably best. This is from the June 9th meeting?
June 7th.
June 7th, okay.
Yes. Bill, this is Ian?
Yes. Go ahead.
Is the agenda up on KPFTX, or do you have it? You can send it to me, please.
Yes, it is on KPFTX.
Okay.
And I emailed it to, I think I emailed it to everybody
before. Okay,
this
not
afternoon.
That's fine.
Okay.
For June 7th.
I didn't put it up in time for it to go out automatically. Sorry about that.
No, I'm referring to the June 7th agenda. That's
up on KPFTX. Should be up there too.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I'll touch about the one for tonight.
No, June 7th.
You might have to log in to see it, because it was erroneously marked as executive session. I guess I should change that. Well, I'll change it later. You may have to log in order to see the agenda, even though it wasn't really an executive session. So I'm sorry, who else joined us?
No, it was me. I dropped, and I'm back on. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay. Did anybody else join since we called roll? Okay, so we've approved the May 3rd minutes, and we'll get to the June 7th minutes next time. Okay, next is to review the CFO evaluation survey and the timeline for the next steps. And again, it was sent out several times. It's pretty similar to what it was earlier. I made just some real minor changes based on a few comments people made, and then I sent that back out today. But if you have an earlier one, it's about the same. So, anybody have any other comments, suggestions, changes before we finalize that? Everybody happy with it?
Yeah.
It's about the same length as the ED survey. Similar. I mostly want to make sure I'm not forgetting if we decided anything about the ED survey that would be applicable to this in the way it was worded or the responses or anything else. And let me just make a comment that we talked about in the work group some that, or maybe I'll forget, maybe it was by email, that the job description for the CFO was I guess I'll just say, a little more disorganized than the ED one. So it made it a little harder to, you know, correlate individual job description items with individual questions. But and there was a little bit of repetition, it seemed like, in the job description for the CFO. But I think we covered all the major things in the questions. And, of course, people can write in comments if they feel there's something to be added about any specific that is covered under each general category. I also included in the email today the updated list of the recipients. Were there any other corrections to those people?
This is me.
Beg your pardon?
This is me. What time is that one? The one with the updated? I know I saw an earlier one with the name.
12:30 Central Time.
Okay.
12:30 Central Time today. When 1:30 your time?
Okay. Yeah.
It was.
I got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And another, just in case anybody's listening on the stream or archives later, I uploaded a copy of the survey questions and the job description to our Google group, just public, you know, for this committee. And so anybody can refer to it there if they want to, or download it. It's groups.google.com/group/PNB-personnel. Or if you just go to Google Groups and search for PNB Personnel, you can find our Google group.
Excuse me, Bill?
Yes.
Yeah. I was just about to ask a question. Someone just joined.
This is Fia.
Hi, Fia.
Thank you.
Did you have something else, Nia?
No, I just wanted to note the time that whichever the person was that joined. Thank you.
Okay. And just to confirm, in that email I sent out today, I had made a few slight changes to the list of people, the evaluators, based on a couple of corrections Arlene sent me. And so it has, for anybody listening on the stream, it's all the national staff, all the GMs, inner GMs, and PRA director, the business managers for each station and the archives, the list managers, the database managers, who have been working with our CFO on MIMSIS issues. Arlene suggested that they be included, or somebody maybe is on our last call. We decided on that. Then all the PMB, of course, and all the other, any other LSB members who are members of the PMB audit and or finance committees. So those are the people who will be getting the survey. So any other last-minute corrections? Anybody see anything that needed to change on that? Or if you know of anybody at your station and any of those groups who's changed an email address lately, let me know. I think I got one or two bounces the last survey, but I got those corrected. But the recipient list is a little different this time. Okay, well, I guess we can move on then. The invitation letter that I also included in that email, it will go out automatically to everybody in the recipient list. And it'll appear to come. It'll say it's from Pacifica Foundation with my email address. I guess what we decided to do for the ED survey, and so I can do it the same way here. And that way, if somebody just does a reply, I'll get it, and I can forward it to all of you. Unless it's just a simple question like, you know, how do I do this? So okay, if you see anything else that needs to be changed on that? Let me know, because I'm hoping to get this launched this weekend so it can go out to everybody then.
Excuse me, Bill.
Yes?
I didn't understand what the kinds of query that you're sequestering and why would go only to you.
Oh, well, when the survey goes out, you know, there's a from field in the email address. So if somebody just does a reply, you know, I think I only got one or two last time. Just asking for a clarification on the deadline or something like that. Or actually, I got one or two from people who didn't get it or they didn't think they got it. They couldn't find it, so I had them resent. Had those resent. If you want to, I can send those queries to the whole group also. If you'd like to see those,
I think that would be more appropriate.
Okay. This is like a second time for most of the people, so they should be used to it. But. Okay. Well, the other part of this step item on the agenda is item 4 on the agenda. It was the timeline for the next steps, and you know we discussed that last month, but we were a little bit behind. And if we get it launched this weekend, we could give everybody. I'm suggesting maybe till the Monday after the in-person PNB meeting, which will give them a little over a week to respond. And then in the invitation email, it asks if anybody wants a hard copy, wants to fill it out that way, to reply, which will go to me, and I'll send it to the whole group. And then, you know, I'll ask them if they reply as soon as possible so we can put a hard copy in the mail. So if we do that, we could probably, I guess it would be okay to, I'm assuming there won't be very many of those, we could go ahead and start compiling the responses and then update it with those ones that have to be sent in by paper afterwards. Does that sound reasonable? And we could still give a deadline for a week from Monday for the email. I mean, for the online responses.
Could I ask a question? I'm still concerned about the breadth of the communications process, and that my position is that all communications should go directly to all the members of the committee, even if you or a single other person is responding to it. And so my question is there a problem with setting it up that way?
I don't think you can set it up as a list address. It has to be coming from somebody or some email address. Just like if you send something to our Google group email address or the PNB, it would come from you. Now I could forward it to the whole committee. I don't mind doing that. That's pretty easy to do.
Okay, if all the people who are receiving the questionnaire are listed as members of the group, then when they send a query or reply, it would automatically go to all the members of the group. Is that correct?
Well, on a regular email, if they do reply all, but I'm not really directly generating the email. It comes from Zoomerang, from this service that we're using. And so they use the account holder email address as the from address. You can change that, but it doesn't have a way of putting in a CC field or an additional to field in that. Plus, bear in mind this. I don't know how many this is going to be. Maybe 100 or so emails, and I don't know if you'd want to be CC'd on every one of them. They're all going to be the same except for the link, the individualized link at the bottom of the invitation. But I don't think there's a way of setting that up so that if they did, so they could do a reply to all of this. I'll look, but
I would appreciate that.
Okay. Let me write myself a note. Anybody else have anything about the invitation or the way people would respond? I'm going to write myself a note here. So for the timeline, if we launch the survey, meaning I get all this stuff finalized on Zoomerang and tell it to go to the list of recipients that we have this weekend, I'm guessing probably Sunday. That's the 11th. And then if we give them until the 19th to respond is the deadline. Does that sound okay?
That's 8 days. It's online. Yes, that's good.
Right.
And what about
the PNB? For the PNB and part of the national staff, that overlaps with the in-person Berkeley meeting. So I'm kind of assuming nobody will probably be doing it during those days, but they could do it beforehand, or they could do it after they get back. And I can have them send reminders to people.
Yeah, that process was good the way it was with the ED, so it's really pretty much the same process, and that was pretty good overall.
Right. We had, I think last month for the ED one, there was original invitation, and then Zoomerang can send invitations just to people who have not responded, and because it keeps track of that. And so I think I sent two additional reminders besides the original invitation. And each time we got some additional people to respond. So I could do that again. Okay.
It's good that you put in, if anybody wants a hard copy, you actually built that in. That was a good thing.
Now, we need to decide who can send out the hard copies and receive them and enter the handwritten information into Zoomerang, if we get some people that want to do that. I'm guessing there won't be very many, but they're, we won't know until we send it out how many would prefer to do it that way. So I guess we need a volunteer who's willing to do that.
Well, although I said that I wouldn't do, if it just requires mailing, then I would make that as a donation to the foundation to be responsible for the mailing.
Okay.
I could do that.
Of course, if it's... I guess what would be nice is if we had a person from each station who'd be willing to do it for people from that area, because then we wouldn't have to worry about sending it priority mail or something. We could just put in first-class mail, and people should get it the next day.
It's a good idea. Folks, volunteer.
I mean, would each of you be willing to do it if there's somebody from your station who requests that? And who are we missing? Rico? Rico's not here. He's from K?
That's right.
Rico's from K.
Okay. Well, if somebody from K requested, I guess we can ask Rico if he would do it. If not, we need somebody else to volunteer to do it.
I'll do it.
Sound
for
okay?
Yeah, I'd be happy to do it for W.
Okay, good.
Okay.
So Joe, can you do it for A?
Yes, you can.
Me as I can.
Okay. or else talk everybody into just doing it online or help them do it online. We can do it that way.
I'm just joking, Joe. You go.
Okay, Nia, can you do it for people from your station?
Oh, yeah, they do it. I was willing to do it for everyone. That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Well, because of the mail delay, if it's local, people should get it the next day, even if it's a thick envelope or somewhat thick envelope.
Okay. I just like to recap that this is going to be for people who need hard copies, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so if somebody requests a hard copy, I'll send any responses I get, I'll bat anything, I'll send to the whole committee. And then if somebody wants a hard copy, we'll need that person, the person on the committee from that station to send it out as fast as possible. So, I can send you a PDF that's formatted just right so that you can just print it out and mail it to them. And it'll look just like what they would see online. And then they'll have to mail it back to you, and then you'll have to enter it into Zoomerang. And I can give you another code so that you can do that. Because normally there's, each person can only respond once.
Okay.
Okay? Okie doke. All right. he wrapped himself into the net. So our Cooney mirrors will take care of people from their station. Okay. Let's see. What else? And so if the deadline is the 19th, if we do it this way, maybe we'll be able to, get the hard copy responses back by the 20th or something like that, or 21st. But we could probably start compiling the results on the 20th. Now I think we're going to have to try to do it faster this time because we need to get them compiled, and then we need to review the report, and then we need to go over that with the ED and CFO before the end of the month, and then the P&B, of course, before the end of the month.
This is Nia, Bill?
Yeah, Nia.
Yeah. Since you did all of that work, how many hours would you say it took you to do that?
Well, you mean like putting everything up on the survey and then getting results? Oh, I don't know, maybe 10 hours or something. It's not all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a couple hours, 2 or 3 hours here and 2 or 3 hours there. I've already done a fair amount of it already for this one. You know, just collecting the information, getting all the names and email addresses and getting the survey questions and all that is the most time-consuming part.
Okay.
But in terms of getting the results, that probably took about 3 hours also to download each one of them, save it as a PDF, and then I uploaded it to that box.net website, the secure website, so I could share it with all of you.
All right, thank you. Did someone just join?
Yeah, Rico's on the line.
Oh, hi, Rico.
Hi, Rico.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, we just decided something we hope you can help with, too. If somebody in the invitation for the CFO survey, we're going to ask if anybody doesn't want to do out the survey online that they can request a hard copy. And to facilitate getting the mailed to people and returned, we'd like the person on the committee to handle any requests like that from their station. So would you be willing to do that from your station? If anybody from K wants to do it on a hard copy basis?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good.
When you come at 9:04, do you see how much work you get?
Nice to hear your voice, Nia.
Okay. So just to recap, we're going to try to get the survey launched this weekend. I guess I'll say Sunday, which is the 11th, and then we'll have a deadline for responses by the 19th, which will be the day after the P&B meeting is over, the Berkeley meeting, and then that week, we need to compile the results and write up a report. So, who would like to help with that? I can download all the results and get them to you folks the way I did last time, if that worked out all right. And then we need somebody to write up a report and summarize all that. And so, who would have time during that week? The week probably starting the 20th, which is Tuesday.
I'm going to be on vacation. I can't. Sorry.
Well, what week is that again?
Well, the week of the 19th, and the week after the in-person meeting. If we give the deadline for responses of the 19th, which is a Monday after the day after the P&B, the Berkeley meeting's over. I could download the results that night, get them uploaded to that secure website like it did before, so they would be available on the 20th. And then, or if we know there's some hard copies coming in, we might delay that a day, so I don't have to repeat all that. But I guess we need to have the committee meeting again, an executive session to go over all that and go over whatever report we're going to have maybe the next weekend. I'm not sure what time's good for everybody. And I guess we need to ask the P&B to have a meeting before the 31st, so that, or on or before the 31st, to go over the results in the executive session.
Joe did a nice job the last time. I don't know if you can be busy.
Yeah.
Flattery will get you nowhere, Nia.
Once he did a very good job, maybe that'll make him feel better.
Nice try. So I what I was going to say is, you know, I'd be happy to take it on as long as I can lean upon, you know, somebody else for assistance, if necessary.
Okay. Well, if you'll write a draft, I'll be glad to look at it. But it'd probably be good to get some other people to help, too.
Sure.
Fair enough. Last time, Joe, where you wrote
Sorry?
It, Marcel, Bill and I looked at it. Would you like to do it like that again?
Sure.
That worked well.
Yeah.
So I have a work group for that. Who else? Would anybody else would like to be on that work group to write the report? Don't everybody speak up at once?
Yeah, I think we have a team going. I think that's fine.
Okay. Would it be possible to get all that done within just a few days so that we could then have a executive session with the whole committee?
I think we can make it good for to do it, you know. We'll try. I think it's doable, yes. Throwing the caveat that, you know.
Okay.
Other things may need to be.
Should we go ahead and schedule an executive session with the whole committee, say that weekend of the 24th and 25th, if we think we'll have the report by then? Or, you know, I could say early in the next week, but Monday through Thursday there's already meetings scheduled. And I'd hate to schedule one on top of one of those other meetings, even if it's not streamed or archived.
This is Nia, Bill. Just a
yeah,
quick
Nia.
Question.
Okay.
Yeah. In terms of Joe doing that with support from you, Marcel, and me, what date is that? Is it the 20th?
Well, I think we could start on the 20th. I think we'll have the data if we have the survey deadline the 19th. Then we could you'll have the data available on the 20th to start looking at. I mean, you really can't write it unless. I mean, you can use sort of the format, I guess, that was used before, but none of the you won't know any of the details till we get the survey results.
Okay. And are you on KPFCX, or would you like me to go there? To see
I'm looking at it right now. Okay. I'm just kind of thinking, working backwards. I think we need to finish the whole process, including going over it all with the PNB by the end of July, because that's the end of the CFO probationary period. And the 31st of July is a Saturday. There's no meeting scheduled for the 30th or 31st. There are meetings scheduled for the Monday through Thursday of that week, though. There's nothing scheduled on the 23rd through the 25th.
Of July?
Yeah. With the 25th, that's a Sunday. I hate to do that, but is that possible? That would give the work group a little more time to get the report done?
What's on the Monday? Because I'll be coming back from vacation.
Monday is audit, the 26th. Finance is the 27th. Technology is the 28th. Programming is the 29th.
The Sunday is the 25th. Well, I guess I'll just have to get off the plane and what time on Sunday?
Anybody want to make a suggestion?
Usually we do it
afternoon
like
better or evening?
If you do it at 8 p.m., that gives me time to actually get home from the airport.
Okay. So you're actually coming back on Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll schedule one for Sunday, that's the 25th of July at 8 p.m. Eastern. Is that okay with everybody? Hearing no objections, then we'll do that. And hopefully we'll have the work group will have completed a draft and sent it out to all of you so you can review it before then. So, but it might be just, I don't know, earlier that day or on Saturday, depending on when the work group finishes. So hope everybody, if possible, can be looking at your emails that weekend and review the draft. Okay, and then should we ask, do we want to have a separate executive session like we did before with, I guess in this case, both the ED and the CFO and the committee to answer questions and go over it before we do it with the PMB as a whole?
When would that be?
Well, I'm assuming a PMB meeting will probably have to be the 30th or 31st. I know most people don't like PMB meetings on Saturday, so that might mean the 30th. It might have to be earlier, but just on the same day. I don't know. Any guesses, anyone?
Well, maybe you could send out the poll, Bill, asking would the VAR and our need, and would we be able to do it early that Sunday?
Oh, on the 25th?
No. To meet with, were you discussing meeting with the VAR?
Right. Well, I was assuming that the meeting on the 25th, we might have revisions or suggestions for revising it. You know, that'll be the draft from the work group that the committee will be going over. So, I'm assuming it won't be. Now, we could include Arlene in that. She's one of the people that's supposed to be evaluating LaVarn. But I think then we should allow ourselves a few days, or at least a day or two, to make any revisions before we go over it with the CFO. At least, it's my opinion. Anyone else have suggestions or about that?
Anybody there? Joe?
Actually, I did hear one or two people dropping off. I don't know. Marcel, are you there? I know she said she might have to go. Joe? You still there, Joe? Afia?
Rico's still here. Yeah,
okay,
I'm here.
So it's just three of us. Okay. What do you think, we can get a PNB meeting scheduled for the 30th? And then, I don't know, maybe earlier the same day, or we could have an executive session with Arlene and LaVarn and the committee. Or we could do it earlier, you know, like the day before, Wednesday or Thursday, except that there are other committee meetings then.
Well, I think it may be prudent to at least set something, because, as you know, the dates become taken up if we don't set anything.
Yeah. So we should schedule something.
Yeah, that's a good point Rico made. So maybe we could say maybe 7 p.m. on the 30th for the meeting with Arlene and LaVarn, and then usually the PNB meeting is at 8. Because the last time it didn't take that long to meet with Arlene, right? That was pretty short.
Right, yeah. Oh, and the other thing is that we'll probably want to, well, I'm sure we'd want to, we can send LaVarn a hard copy in advance. Once we finish the draft and review it, we could send that to her, and so that she could look over it, so she can see what questions she might have.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Who was that, Joe or Rico?
Rico.
Okay, so we have to have, okay, we're going to have executive session with just the committee. It'll be effectively a work group, but the whole committee on the 25th Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. Then we'll make figure out what revisions we need to make to the draft. And then, you know, share them again with the committee, I guess, by email, and send LaVorne a hard copy. I guess that would be maybe the 26th or so, or 27th. Then we'll schedule an executive session with her and Arlene on maybe at 7 p.m. on the 31st, and an executive session with the PNB on that same day. We'll just have to make sure those people are available and that we can have a meeting then. Excuse me, not the 31st, the 30th. Well, either day, whenever people want to meet. So, okay. Anything else related to the timeline we need to worry about?
No, I think you covered it.
Beg your pardon?
Yeah, I think everything is covered.
Okay.
The work group, we have the meeting. Yeah, I think it's all covered.
Okay, and then let's see. Can we go ahead and move on to the next item on the agenda? We're almost done, I think. But
yeah, good. Friday night.
We kind of did 7. And along with number 5, the 7 was the next committee meeting dates to do all this work. So number 6 is new business. I had two things in there. One was consider cleanup / rewriting of the CFO job description after the survey is complete, meaning next month, and any other work the committee needs to do in the next few months. This had come up in the work group. The CFO job description is a little more disorganized than the ED one, and so it might be helpful for people in the future and our CFO to have it just a little more organized. I don't know. Anybody have any comments about that?
I agree with that wholeheartedly. I tried to do that last year, but that didn't work.
Yeah, I wasn't on the committee or the PNB last year, but do you know, was it put together kind of in a hurry, or different people submit different things and just got stuck together, or anybody know?
It was a combination of different things. It was done in a hurry, and then, you know, it's just, I don't know. But let me not say anything more. The fact of the matter is that it needs to be done. And I'm sure Rico knows exactly what happened. And I think that it should be done properly.
You know, I was thinking in terms of just basically leaving in the content, but, you know, removing the duplicate numbering, removing any other redundancies in the text, there's a little bit there, and maybe grouping the categories of duties and responsibilities, because they're kind of all jumbled up.
Yeah.
Would that make sense?
It definitely needs to be reworked. So do we, could I make a suggestion, Bill?
Yeah.
Maybe you just sent out a notice asking. I think I had sent out the original one. Not the original one. There was one that when Jack Van Aken was chair that we got back.
And job description?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe those two could be put side by side, and then we try to come up with one that really speaks more to what the position is supposed to do or be like.
Okay.
I should see. But that, I don't think we can accomplish that tonight.
Yeah. Of course, I did a little work. I don't know if anybody else did any research, just looking up CFO duties or job descriptions elsewhere. You can find stuff online. I think even Wikipedia has something. I forget. And for what's typical for nonprofits. And
exactly. And I can certainly find those and send those out. I think I had done that before. I can certainly go back.
Okay. Of course, we have a signed contract which references the job description. So I don't know legally if we revise it, if it would have any effect without somebody signing some paperwork. But we could do that if everybody was agreeable.
Yeah.
They probably would be, I guess, if it's we're not changing anything drastic. It just make it a little more organized. So that's okay, Rico?
Yes, sounds fine.
Okay. And then the other item under new business was other work that the committee needs to do in the next few months. I don't know. Is there anything else we need to be thinking about other than, I guess, another survey, an annual survey near the end of the year for the ED and CFO?
Yeah. And the job description, that'll be plenty to keep us until the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Although the ED one was pretty good, so that we have a good benchmark on that one. The CFO is good from what we have now as a job description. So the next CFO evaluation would have to be different if we have a different job description. So that might require a little bit more work. You get what I'm saying? If you change that.
Okay, I'm sorry. If you change the job description, say
right. Then if you change the job description from what we have now,
yeah.
Then we could also change the evaluation.
Oh, yeah, right.
Changes in that. So that might take a little bit longer. So I think that's plenty to keep us occupied.
Right. Of course, it might be. We might end up using something organized the way the job description is, because we have questions based on sort of categories of responsibilities, and if they don't necessarily have to be in the same order, but we might want to. I'm thinking in terms of a job description that would group the responsibilities that way.
Right.
Because, you know, when we were working in the work group, it was a little hard sometimes to figure out what questions to ask because the job description was rather jumbled up.
Right. And they could go back and forth.
Right. Okay. Do you have any other comments, Rico, or suggestions?
I can't think of any.
Okay. Anybody else rejoin the call or have any comments? Okay. So to review action items, do you want to go over that, Nia, whatever you wrote down?
Okay. Just a moment, please. Let's see. Let me try to start from the top here. Okay. You're going to find out if the system can accommodate responses going to all personnel committee members. I think that was the previous question. So that's still.
Okay. Right.
Rico will, from KPSK, will get requests from his locale for people who want hard copies of the vehicle evaluation. Marcel from W, Joe from A, and I from I, from BAI, and enter those into Zoom Array. Let's see. The deadline for the survey is July 19th, and Bill is going to launch the survey this weekend, which is the 12th. Joe?
I'll try for the 11th, but why don't you say 12th to make sure 12th is Monday.
Okay. And Joe, Bill, Marcel, and I, Joe will write the first draft of the report after we've gotten all the results of the survey, starting on the 20th.
Okay, did Marcel say she would help with that too?
Well, when I said Marcel, because that's how we worked before, she didn't say no.
Yeah. Okay. I want to make sure it's good.
Maybe she
was
talking.
We'll certainly invite her. Okay. I forgot if she said yes or not, so okay.
Maybe she left the call. If she disagrees, which I doubt.
Okay, so you work on the report, and the dates were the 20th through...
The 20th, yes.
Through the 24th?
Right. And then we're going to request a special CMB meeting on July 25th at 8 p.m. I'm missing something here. The 30th.
Oh, no, it was a committee meeting executive session on the 25th.
Oh, that's
for Sunday.
Okay.
That way we can go over the report. But well, I need to get the request in for the P&B meeting right away, though, so people can put it on their calendars.
And that would be the 30th, Bill? I'm not looking at the calendar.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll send out a request for that, and I'll schedule the committee meeting. I'll put it on the KPFT calendar for the 25th.
Okay. Executive session? And then
and what was the time? 8 o'clock?
Yeah, 8 p.m., yeah.
Okay.
Bill, I have a question. These addresses that we're going to have to take, are they going to be gathered and then forwarded to those of us who are representing the separate stations?
Yeah, and what I added to the invitation letter that everybody will get with the survey, that's an email. I mean, that's the only way you can contact them initially, but send them the email, and then it'll encourage them to go, just click on the link in the invitation email, and that will take them to the website where they can do the survey online. But it'll also say, if you don't want to do it that way, just reply, and which I'll get, and then I'll see if I can get the whole committee to get it automatically. I don't think that's possible, but I'll get it, and if it's just me, I'll forward it to the whole committee so that everybody will know who's requested a hard copy.
Great.
And then
okay.
As soon as we get those requests, we'll need person from whatever station that person's from to mail them a hard copy, to print and mail them a hard copy. The reason for doing it from each station is so that you won't have delays in the postal delivery stuff.
Yeah.
You should get it the next day.
Yeah.
And then
okay.
they can mail it back to you, and then you can hand enter, I'll have to get you a code, so you can hand enter the results in the Zoom ring.
Okay.
Which won't take long unless they write a lot of comments.
No, I just wanted to make sure I understood how I was going to be getting the information of who might make such a request.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay.
So hopefully we might pick up a few more respondees this way who don't want to do an online survey, but they might feel comfortable doing the hard copy version.
Okay.
Okay, was that all the action items?
Yeah.
That's plenty.
Did I miss anything? No, it seems like
I
think I have them all.
And, we need to, did we decide the next regular committee meeting date or the August one? We have one scheduled for the 2nd. That's our regular date. Do we want to keep that?
Yes, I think we should.
Okay.
If we don't need it, then, but I wouldn't take it off like Rico said, things come up quickly. I think we should leave it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So Monday, and it's already on the KPFTX calendar. I see it there.
August 2nd.
Okay. And then that's when we can start talking about either lessons learned from the CFO survey, I guess, or any follow up, and possibly cleaning up the job description for future use. Okay. Anything else, anybody?
Nope, you did a great job, Bill. You did a lot of work.
Well, thank you.
Thanks,
Rico. Thanks, anybody else that's on the line still.
All right. Thank you, guys, and great work, Nia, taking notes and staying on top of everything and volunteering.
Yep. And thank you, Otis, for recording and streaming.
Oh, yes, thank you. Thanks,
Ian. I guess we're adjourned.
Okay, thank you.
Right.
It is 9:31. Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Bye.